Robin Kerner here. She's a clinical psychologist at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York City. She's here to help explain why we won't stay home from work. But, you know, there's some pretty serious facts involved here. 71% of Americans admit in a recent study that they go to work when they're sick because they're either A, afraid of losing their jobs, or B, they feel like they're too busy and they'll fall behind. And we also have 57 million working Americans who don't have paid sick days. So
they can't even take a sick day.
Exactly. Or they do, but they'll be unpaid. So Robin Kerner, you're a clinical psychologist. What's beyond here? Is it truly just unfounded anxiety that's keeping people going to work when they're ill?
Well, you're talking about two different cultures. We have the corporate culture, which is the external. We have companies not giving people time off. You know, about half of the companies that we work for don't give us any sick time. But then we also have those of us who have sick time aren't even taking it. On average, we don't even take three days.
You get paid sick time, so why aren't we taking it?
Well, we look at our work ethic. Where does that come from? So for many of us, we get that at a very young age. You know, we look at our parents. How are our parents working? You know, do we have the workaholic father typically? And then what do we do in response to that? Do we become a workaholic? Do we become, you know, lazy and take the other extreme? You know, how are we going to deal with that?
You know, Wenzel was also talking about people getting back to school in the fall. That's the time when you really want to bear down. That's when people take exams. There's a report out of Emory University that 50 kids have been isolated to a dorm
right
at the beginning of school.
To them, yeah.
Well, lucky them, getting their food delivered. But more seriously, the question is, you know, what is driving us? Why are we working like this? You know, is it for the money? Is it for social connection? A lot of us, our only social connections are at the office, and we need that kind of contact with other people. So if we're not going to get it in our personal life, we're going to go to work. You know, when there's an emergency going on, for instance, you know, if there were a flu pandemic of some sort, you're telling people to isolate is sort of the opposite psychological thing that you want to be doing. It's a little bit of an oxymoron here.
But you know, there are things which are emotionally traumatic. Maybe you're afraid of snakes, but that doesn't cause more epidemiological problems.
Right,
I mean,
right.
We're talking about something which could actually help spread H1N1 simply because people either A, their kids won't stay home from school and they won't stay home from work.
Right.
So it could
It's hard for the kids to stay at home from school if you don't have time off to take care of them.
Right.
You know, and a lot of this breeds itself. If you work in an office where the culture is come to work sick, you know, prove that you're the hardest working person here, and you get praised for that and even, you know, rewarded financially and bonused for how hard you're working and for perfect attendance. I think we've all seen that advertised at some companies. You know, that's not going to be an office culture where people are going to feel like it's okay to take the day off. And there is the reality right now with the economy that people fear that if I'm not indispensable, if they can manage for a week without me, I'm not going to have a job next week.
Here's a work culture question. If you wear a mask to work, are you insulting all of your coworkers?
I don't think so. You know, I think that would be a respectful thing to do. If the government is telling me that I need to wear a mask, and also if my boss, if my leadership, you know, this starts from above. So, you know, what are the people who lead the organizations doing? You know, are they wearing their masks?
So if a boss says, listen, sends out an all-company email saying, listen, everyone, it's perfectly okay to wear a mask. Friday will be mask day. and everyone, please, if you're sick, stay home. Are people really going to take that seriously, that kind of thing?
No, because a lot of people are still in denial, you know, as Dr. Wenzel said, about the seriousness of this illness. You know, Americans do tend to be more complacent, and it's not until they start seeing the horrible pictures on the news and all the terrible stories that they're possibly going to wake up and pay attention to this.
Well, maybe that's the problem. The prescriptions from the federal government and the CDC aren't definitive. Maybe they should say, you must stay home. That would give the bosses and the corporate culture license to basically implement something that's likely to work. What we're describing here is never going to work.
Well, that potentially would help because that would put external pressure on us internally. I mean, there would still be this internal psychological struggle, you know, about what am I going to do if I don't go to work? You know, what's my purpose today?
I don't know. If I have the flu, I'm not struggling much. I stay home.
Glad to hear that.
Let's hope we don't get both the flu at the same time this week.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.